walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Now, generally speaking, if we're on the topic of traditions we don't generally do, we don't generally go way overboard on our outdoor lighting scheme. We wrap a Palo Verde in white trees and call it good. White lights.
I'd like to add a little bit to that, just so you know.
Or the inflatables? You don't want to do an inflatable. We're not going to do an inflatable in the front yard, are we? Or on the roof?
Luminarios?
We've never done the lit sleigh and Santa and the reindeer lit thing on the roof. We've never done that. I've given my mom, Baby K, a lot of credit for things, Dave. But one thing she's got to stop doing is putting that snow machine in her front yard.
It's hysterical. It throws out like a reflection of a snowflake all over the yard. It's pretty funny.
What do you call that, Mike? What do you call that silver ball that hangs in the middle of the dance floor?
A
disco ball. Yeah, it's like a disco ball that throws reflections of snowflakes on the front of your house.
Hey, Romy, Amanda.
Not your taste.
It's really, really bad.
You told me Amanda had a cute idea that kind of ties in with your urban farming stuff.
It does look pretty sharp. You just take your old
tomato
round tomato holders, and
the
there
support
are a cone
yeah.
that start short around the base and go wide as the plant grows. Well, she turned it upside down and then strung lights around it, and there's like three of them out on the front porch. So you look like little, Christmas light pyramids. They kind of look like trees.
That's cool.
It's a nice
touch. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
It really is. It looks good, and it does add the Christmas light, and it's not a lot of work. And it's not that I mind hard work. There's just always so much to do. I don't want to spend hours stringing these lights that I'm just going to have to dedicate another weekend to take them all down. I just
don't have the time right now.
Have we seen pictures of James and Julia's house in Minneapolis?
Have not.
Because our son-in-law, who married Julia, is a big decorator. He does all the inflatables. He does Frosty the Snowman and Bullwinkle the Moose. And, I mean, he has five or six inflatables in his front yard and lights by the bajillions. And they're the ones that moved to Minneapolis. I was just curious.
If I can get her to send me a picture, we'll post it on Facebook this week.
All right.
I don't know if this was on purpose or not, and I keep meaning to stop and ask my neighbor. Maybe today, because it'll be light when I get home. They have these reindeer out in their front yard. Or what I think are supposed to be reindeer. And I don't know if they accidentally left something out from Halloween. But there's like this amputeed human leg laying between these reindeer. And I'm like, I don't know if this is...
How did that work?
Did they forget to pick it up for Halloween? Is that on purpose? Is this supposed to be rabid reindeer? Was it
attached to a lamp, maybe? Is it like the light lamp from the Christmas story?
No. No, because it's got a bone sticking out with blood.
All right. Let's see if we can go to Jody in Tucson.
Hello?
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good morning, Miss Jody.
It's Dodie.
Miss Dodie, how are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Yeah, couldn't be better now that we're talking.
Well, thank you. We wish you a very happy Christmas and New Year's.
We will have a great one, and our wish to you as well.
I want to tell you about a post-Christmas celebration.
Okay.
Our kids were always very anxious for Christmas to come. There are four of them, and it was a big deal on Christmas morning. But by Christmas night, everybody was kind of sagging. There was nothing going on. And when our son got married, he decided to change that. So he said, "We're all going bowling." So on Christmas night, in order to fill that sagging gap, everybody went bowling. Nobody knew how to bowl, but it was a truly fun, funny thing to do.
Miss Jody, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Dodie, we so appreciate you, the listeners, calling in and sharing with us. We don't try and make the show just about us. We try and make it about you as well. Santa will generally bring us a movie, and we make it through that slow spot watching whatever movie it is that Santa has brought us. So to wrap up this week's show, we'd like to thank all of you that have called in, trusted your home improvement and remodeling project to help to allow us to help you with it. And we're going to close out now with Dr. Rosie and Baby King.
With snow white chin whisker and quivering belly, he shook when he laughed like the strawberry jelly. But in a wink of his eye and shook his old head, make my confidence that I don't get to be scared.
He don't do no talking. He gone straight to his work. Put plaything in sock and then turn with a jerk.
He put both his hand there on top of his head, cast an eye on the chimney, and then he done said, with all that fire and them burning hot flame, me, I ain't going back by the way that I came.
So he run out the door and he climbed to the roof. He ain't no fool him for to make one more goof.
He jump in his skiff and crack his big whip. The gator moved down and don't make one slip. And I hear him shout loud, a splashing as he go, Merry Christmas.
Christmas to all, till I saw you some more.